Ezekiel chapter 1. Now it came to pass, in the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, when I was among the deportees at the river Kibar, that the heavens opened, and I saw visions from God. On the 5th day of the month, which was in the 5th year of the deportation of King Jehoiakim, the word of the Lord explicitly came to Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, the priest, in the land of the Chaldeans, at the river Kibar, and the hand of the Lord came on him there. And I looked, and what I saw was a stormy wind coming from the north, a large cloud and a self-perpetuating fire, which had a glare around it, and in the middle of it was a kind of amber, in the middle of the fire. And in the middle of it was an apparition of 4 beings, and their appearance was like this. They had a similarity to a man, but each had 4 faces, and they each had 4 wings, and their legs were straight, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they glittered like the gleam of untarnished copper. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their 4 sides, and the 4 of them had faces and wings. Their wings were joined one to another, and they did not turn round as they moved. Each one moved straight forwards, and the appearance of their faces was the face of a man, and the 4 of them had the face of a lion on the right, and the 4 of them had the face of an ox on the left, and the 4 of them had the face of an eagle. Both their faces and their wings pointed upwards. Each had 2 wings joined to each other, and 2 wings covering their bodies. And each moved straight forwards. They went wherever the Spirit was about to go. They did not turn round as they moved. And as for a characterization of the beings, their appearance was like burning fiery coals. It was like the appearance of torches moving about between the beings. And the fire had a glow, and lightning came out of the fire. And the beings ran back and forth in the likeness of lightning. And I looked at the beings, and what I saw was a wheel on the ground, next to the beings which had 4 faces. The appearance of the wheels and their nature was like the sparkling of a Tarshish gem, and the 4 of them had the same appearance. And their form and fashion was as a wheel inside a wheel is. When they moved, they went in the direction of their 4 sides. They did not turn round as they moved. And they had high wheeled rims, and they were fearsome, and their rims were full of eyes around them, for all 4 of them. As the beings moved, the wheels moved alongside them, and as the beings were lifted above the ground, the wheels were lifted too. They went wherever the Spirit would be going, to where the Spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up in concert with them, for the Spirit of the being was in the wheels. When they moved, these moved, and when they stopped, these stopped. And when they were lifted above the ground, the wheels were lifted up in concert with them, for the Spirit of the being was in the wheels. And the appearance of what was above the heads of the beings was an expanse, like the sparkle of an awesome sheet of ice, spread out over their heads high up. And under the expanse were their straight wings, facing each other. Each being had 2 covering their bodies on one side, and each had 2 covering on the other side. And I heard the sound of their wings, like the sound of much running water, like the sound of the Almighty as they moved, a tumultuous noise, like the sound of a military encampment. When they stood still, they let their wings down, and there was a sound above the expanse which was over their heads. When they stood still, they let their wings down, and above the expanse which was over their heads was something with the appearance of a sapphire gemstone, as an apparition of a throne, and on the apparition of the throne was an apparition with the appearance of a man on it high up. And I saw the lustre of amber, like the appearance of fire inside it all around, from the appearance of his waist and upwards. And as for the appearance of his waist and downwards, I saw something with the appearance of fire which had a glow all around. As is the appearance of a rainbow, which is present in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the glow all around. It was the appearance of the manifestation of the glory of the Lord, and when I saw it, I fell face down and heard a voice speaking.